Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure. Thank you for being with me. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being part of the party, if you would. It is a party. I mean, really, we're having a lot of fun. And I do appreciate the time. I know you're tuning in now for Xander Gibb, who will join me after the first break. And I always have such a good time with him. At least I think I do, anyhow. And I appreciate your time with us. I appreciate your responses, you getting involved, getting engaged. That kind of thing. We're going to go. We just got so many crazy stories to talk about. When I say I'm talking crazy stories here. All right? I mean, stuff that you usually don't hear other places. I love telling these stories. If you're just joining us, you're listening to The Real Side with Joe Messina. Head up to the website, realside.com. Give me your email address. Give me. There's so much you could be doing up there. So much you could be doing to get involved and get engaged. All right. Let's start off with this one. This is a fun one. So apparently, you know, we're doing such a good job in teaching our kids how the system works. They've now decided in New York at a New York University that the jails don't make us safe. Okay. New York. Okay. New York City Democrat Mayor I can't even get his name off my tongue. I mean, he makes me that crazy. Mayor Bill de Blasio, he's proposed that Rikers Island be shut down and replaced with four new modern and humane jails. Come on, let that sink in. Well, again, what are they going to be, Club Med? We're going to have, like, workout rooms, indoor pools, maybe pool tables? I don't know. New York students would prefer he just do away with Rikers and any new jails altogether. They don't think the jails work. Now, New York City students, government called on the city of New York not only to close the infamous Rikers Island, but also to commit to not opening any new jails. It's nice to be young and stupid. Really, you can get away with it when you're young, right? People just kind of pat you on the head and go, oh, that's nice. The New York Student Government Assembly insisted definitively that jails do not make us safe, but rather serve only to further harm black and brown families. There you go. Ding, 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 ding. The race card again is played. Because there ain't no white people in jail. We know that. No, actually, the jail's filled with mostly criminals. Now, if you ask them, they'll tell you they're innocent. All of them will. Right? So this perpetuates violence in the black and brown communities. Now, they have no numbers. They have no statistics. They have nothing. They just feel that way. That's how it looks to them. The students claim that jails are sites of violence that in no way ensure safety. Have they ever been to a hockey game? I'm just asking. They'll probably want to shut. They'll keep them away from hockey because they want to shut that down. And make sure they don't go to football either. That'd be pretty violent for some of these little snowflakes, don't you think? Students claim that jails are sites of violence that in no way they ensure safety for all. They endorse an alternative plan formed by an activist group called No New Jails. The plan would require that $11 billion that de Blasio proposes to invest in new jails, right, be used to fund housing for all. Yeah, we should take that money and use it for homeless shelters. Right? If we don't build jails, People can work it out on their own, I guess. I mean, I don't know. I can't come up with logic. Anybody else? I can't come up with logic for this. Now, no new jails in New York City. If plan lays out its commitment to ensure that the abolition of the New York City jail system by disrupting every level of power. The group demands that de Blasio find ways, you know, let them do that because some of them might see what it's like to live in one of those jails, you know? De Blasio find way to responsibly release the thousands of prisoners at Rikers rather than building new jails or placing the prisoners in other facilities. Now, the group alleges that de Blasio's plan, along with the jail expansion plans, is part of the nationwide right wing. Think about something. They're telling us that de Blasio has jumped in bed with the right wing, which shows you how much crack those young kids are actually smoking. He said they say that de Blasio is part of the nationwide right-wing movement led by President Trump to build a wall at the U.S.-Mexican border. They're jumping all over the place. The black community in large parts behind Trump's, you know, prison reform program. Right? You got another nut job at Cornell University suggesting that they release all long-term prisons or prisoners. You know, the ones that have committed multiple murders and such. But along with thousands of community members, nearly 100 incarcerated comrades and 300 lawyers, you know, is what they have on staff. But even within the rules of our rigid political system, there are multiple ways to shut Rikers down without any new jail construction. We endorse this plan. The New York student government said unequivocally, adding that it urges all members of student body to familiarize themselves with no new jails, and distribute these plans everywhere they can. What we really need to do is get them some serious help. No study cited, right? No real deep thought on anything. But if we shut the jails and we let them go, I mean, there's a certain, they don't have a plan. Certain crimes get to stay. Do we have any jails at all? Do we just maybe we put to sleep the really bad criminals? Or is it, see, they're trying to claim it has to do with race. It strictly has to do with race. This is sad and stupid at the same time. Joe Messina, your host, just in the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Guess who joins us after the break? If you don't know, you need to come back, and you're not a long-time listener. We'll be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
The Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GO-JOE. 855-732-5563. Let's just get to it. I know he's really the guy you came to listen to tonight. Seriously. All right, we're back with the guy that you've been waiting for all week long, I'm sure, because, well, you know, you never say, where am I at when I'm not around? But you want to know where Xander is. You want to know where Corey is. I'm going to start giving them the show over on certain nights of the week. Xander Gibb joins me as he does every week. Help us kick off the weekend, and I got to tell you something. We've got some crazy stories this week. How are you doing, Xander?
I am wonderful. Thank you, Joe. How are you?
I hear that you're falling apart over there on us. What is going on, you know, with Brexit, and what is this, another sexual scandal for somebody? And we've never heard about this before, have we?
Yeah, you see, I think what happens is I think the liberals sent Jeremy Corbyn a copy of the Liberal Handbook, and now what is happening? It's kind of like I think I was going to call him Basil Land. What's his name? The guy. Boris, not Basil. I apologize, Boris, because I know he listens to the show. It's like Boris Johnson. His career is mirroring Donald Trump's from the perspective of the way that liberals treat him, because he's been accused of some impropriety from 20 years ago that he touched someone inappropriately, allegedly. But again, why did she wait 20 years to do it? And of course, we should believe her because, you know, she's a liberal, and, you know, let's be glad it wasn't a conservative, because it would have been, you know, absolutely no way that this person ever be believed, you know, as it is in the United States with people like our good friend Juanita Broderick.
Oh, yeah.
However, it is all to take the focus of the attention away from the fact the UK needs to leave Europe, and every week we're in there, it's costing us thousands and thousands of pounds. So let's just leave or have an election. You know, there is a choice.
Oh, listen, I'm listening to you, and I'm kind of laughing my big buns off here, because you know what happens, right? They start to see themselves, the liberals start to see themselves going down the hill like he is with Brexit there, and Pelosi picks up the phone and says, hey, I got this playbook. Really never worked for us, but I got this playbook. I'm going to send it over to you and see if you can make it work, which is have somebody show up from 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Right? And listen, why aren't they screaming for justice for the Epstein women that were abused over the last 20 years? You don't hear them? Nothing. Not a peep out of the left on making sure that those ladies truly get justice for what took place in their lives when they were younger. They don't care. This is a farce.
Absolutely, because let's face it, you know, it's provable that Bill Clinton has been there on a number of occasions, you know, to Fantasy Island. The pain, Bob, the pain. it's just a concern that every time liberals are involved, nobody wants to investigate anything or do anything about it. And as an American people, we need to see some justice done.
Yeah.
Because let's face it, if Donald Trump had been there 25 times, they would want him, you know, hanging from a tree.
Well, they found that video. Well, I don't know if you can call it dancing, but they found the video of him moving his body at an event with Epstein, and, you know, that made him guilty. Look at who he was hanging with. But not a word about Clinton and the others that were there.
Yeah.
Right?
What is
glaring.
Wait, Donald Trump danced in the past. He needs impeaching. Definitely. Impeach him for dancing in the past. Because that's become the laughable.
Yeah.
You know, impeachment is the 21st century's most laughable statement ever.
It means nothing.
You know, if we could impeach people for not liking them, Barack Obama would have been gone in 4 hours.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I said to somebody, if you really think about this, Maxine Waters was screaming, what, impeach 45 2 days after he was elected. So how do you, you know, this is the group that cried wolf too many times. I mean, how do you actually take them seriously at this point in time? Right?
I don't think it's possible to take them seriously, but if you're that brainwashed, if you're, you know, as a liberal, you're so kind of, you know, you believe everything that they say, that there's nowhere else to go, is there?
No.
You know, I mean, there's been a lot in the media this week about the fact that, you know, on Barack Obama's last day of office, he, you know, sent all that money to Palestine. I mean, why are the liberals so hell-bent on supporting everybody that hates us and wants to kill us?
Yeah.
Surely that must say something to your average voter.
Yeah, I agree with you. I look at that and I say, you know, it doesn't, how do I want to phrase this? We're cowards. Conservatives, for the most part, are cowards, okay? We don't want all the fight. We don't want, you know, we don't want all the argument unless it's on Facebook. On Facebook, we are Facebook warriors. But when it comes to actually showing up places, almost impossible to get people out there. I had another two events this week that I had put out calls for help on, and virtually, well, one case, nobody showed up. In another case, with a potential 600 invites, two people showed up.
So wow.
Yeah, so it's kind of like, I should be
paying. Unless you're a liberal.
Yeah.
Well, oh, then, did I say that?
Then your job is showing up at events to make conservatives crazy. But other than that,
yeah.
Right? I'm tired of hearing the excuses. We need to get off our butts and actually do something and make a difference. But listen, we should get reeducated every chance we get. You know, after the break, I want to talk about this new class that they have at Tufts University in Massachusetts. Well, it's learning how to be a drag queen, and you have to. Because life is changing, cultures are changing. You ready for this one? You have to become more acquainted with the queer nightlife.
Okay.
Oh, no. So when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about Lahore Vajistan. That's the new person that's lecturing on feminism, dance, globalization, and queer pleasures at College University in New York. We'll be back in a few minutes. Stand there if I can get him up off the floor now. We will be back in a few minutes. Again, you have to look at this. You got to hit the right button. Got to look at this, and you got to see. This is a college course that you get points for, that you get credits for. That somebody is actually, mommy or daddy or your grant money is actually paying for this. So this is the stuff that makes you can take whatever you want to take in school. This is something that turns you on and think is the right thing to do or whatever. But you want to know why the other countries are laughing at us? Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp-made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Trump said he'll formally object to Congress's impeachment inquiry, even as he acknowledges the House Democrats have the votes to proceed. The White House was expected to send a letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi arguing that Congress cannot conduct an impeachment investigation without first having the vote to authorize it. The letter was expected to say the administration will not cooperate with the probe without that vote being done. Trump said the resolution would likely pass, but predicts it will backfire on the Democrats over this election season.
I do believe that because
because of what they're doing with Pelosi and their real leaders, AOC plus three. I really believe that they're going to pay a tremendous price at the polls.
When Pelosi announced that the White House was initiating the inquiry, she did not seek the consent of the full chamber, as was done for impeachment proceedings into former Presidents Richard Nixon and Bill Clinton. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting. Let's just get to it, because I know, again, as I keep saying, I know you're here for him, not me. We're back at it. Our favorite with us, Xander Gibb, joins me as he does every week. We go through some of the crazy stories of the week. You know, Xander, it's funny. I always tell people when they're listening, you know, they want to know about politics. I go, look, there are 3,000 other shows doing politics. I'm not doing politics, okay? I want to do the crazy shows that you don't hear about. Look, we've been hearing about Trump impeachment for 8 days. Have you heard anything about what's going on with the China trade wars? Have you heard anything what's going on with Little Rocket Man? No, because they're obsessed with making sure he gets impeached. And here's the other thing. I think they're operating, you tell me if you think I'm right here, I think they're operating out of fear. I think they know they can't beat him in next November, so they're trying to get him out ahead of time.
Yeah, because there's nowhere to go, is there, really, from this position, because they don't have a clear leader.
No.
But, you know, I said on shows that I've been doing for the last couple of weeks, you know, that they're being picked off one by one. You know, Bernie's had a heart attack, you know, a couple have dropped out.
Yeah.
This is so that Hillary can say, I'm the only one who can save America.
Yeah, you're about
you know,
to...
We don't want you, Hillary. How many times?
They don't want her. Her own team doesn't want her.
She's going to try and muscle in to be the next.
Yep.
The next candidate.
You're right.
To run against Donald Trump, and I think it's. I mean, bring it, because he beat you once. He's going to do it again.
Oh yeah, big time too. She did it again, big time. There's people that wouldn't come out. They would never vote for Trump, but they sure as heck are not going to vote for her, and that's what will put her over the top if she gets. All right, but we got more important stuff to deal with. You know, the Hillary thing is so old, right? Might as well get to it. A professor is lecturing in drag at various universities in New England in order to teach students about the queer nightlife. Let's get in the mood here.
Are you shimmying the night- in the studio there, Jeff?
I'm envisioning a lot of listeners just shimmying around their desks or whatever. Anyway, the night...
Yeah.
This is like every Thursday night now. Tufts Theater Dance and Performance Studies Professor Kareem Kubachandan, whose drag name is Lahore Vajistan, is lecturing in Diaspora Feminism, Dance, Globalization, and Queer Pleasures at Colgate University. The thing that bothers me the most about this, you actually get college credits for this. I mean, Yes. Can you imagine having a certificate signed by Lahore Vajistan?
Yes, I majored in...
That got great on your office wall. Does that say Lahore, Vagistan? Oh, God.
Yes, I majored in queer nightlife. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, at the University of...
Oh, my God. And listen, it's being sponsored by the Anthropology Department and the Asian Studies Program. I didn't know the Asians were so much into drag dance or so. This thoroughly confuses me. Help me out here.
Wait, it's not the University of Las Vegas, is it?
No, it's not.
I know you can do a degree in being a stripper and a degree in Madonna at Las Vegas University. I mean, considering, I have no problem with drag queens. You know, when I was a student and I was a singer and I couldn't get work as a singer, you know, I did drag. I don't have a problem with it. But I think that when you're trying to legitimize it as something that you could use, I'm baffled.
I read this stuff. People say, oh, no, these are not real stories. Yes, they're real stories, people. Seriously.
Yeah.
I mean, call the college. When you go look at a college site, it says Dr. Vajistan is your favorite South Asian drag auntie. Brings the nightclub to the classroom, because that's what I always wanted. I always wanted to bring the nightclub to the classroom, didn't you? A couple of shots of vodka, find me some scantily clad women. Wouldn't that have been, well, no, they were all over the place in college, but.
Maybe not women, but yeah, I'm with
yes,
you,
I know. Right? And, but the critical, they're trying to get you to critically understand the theory of queer nightlife. Now, I didn't know that was a theory, number one. They say they want to help you understand Black feminist theory, diva worship, and Islamophobia. Now, I'm sorry, but I can't put drag queens and Islam together in the same sentence. It just doesn't work.
So it would be okay for a gay male Muslim to be a drag queen in full hijab with it? I'm asking for a friend.
Because I can't
equate. You know, the way Islam feels about homosexuality, and it's if you're gay, they want to throw you off a roof. And the majority of drag queens are gay, so can you imagine, you know, in the middle of Islamabad, a gay bar that has drag night?
It definitely would be a limited engagement, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, this is so sad. Seriously, I'm sorry.
In fact, they would probably want you to perform on the roof, so they didn't have to carry you up there to throw you off after. No, come on, Joe. I've got a right to be flippant about it.
No, I'm serious. I listen to this stuff, and I go, come on. Do you see what you're saying here?
Yeah.
It's like you're ignoring this, you know?
Right. Yeah. For me, it's kind of like when, I don't have a problem with Muslim people, per se. But when I see these protests and these LGBTQ, ABCDFG people, you know, supporting, you know, the Muslim community and fighting for ISIS and all of these things, did he not realize that they would be the first ones to be beheaded?
They don't believe it. I'm thoroughly convinced that they don't get religion. They don't get people who believe in God. They really don't get it. And you see that over and over and over again when you see some of the things going down in this world and how the left looks at people that believe in God, that believe in a God. They don't get it at all. Some scary, I mean, really scary stuff going on out there. Matter of fact, there was something I was going to pull up for you, and I forgot about it, but it was a British court had ruled that using terms from the Bible when it comes to talking about transsexuals, and that's the way they put it, didn't fit with current culture. So therefore, you couldn't use them anymore. And I was thinking, wow, isn't that interesting? They have decided that because the book was written 2,000 years ago, and they didn't really have a large, population of transsexuals, as they put it, then it couldn't fit today. I'm thinking, wow, that's interesting. So the court's going to tell us what religion we can and can't believe in now, or how to believe from within our own religion. That's even more scary to me.
That sounds a little bit like Bill de Blasio saying that we're not allowed to use the term illegal aliens anymore because it's hate speech. I mean, whatever next, Joe.
Is he going to go?
Anyone would think he was a liberal.
Is he going to go in and arrest federal judges for using, because that's the term, that's the legal federal term is illegal alien. So every time it's on a piece of paper and a judge says it, you're going to arrest a judge? I want to watch that.
Fine of up to $250,000 for using the term illegal alien. And I have to refer, he wants ICE in New York to refer to illegal aliens as undocumented Americans.
Yeah.
So go figure.
Yeah. Let me get it all. If they're Americans, then they should at least apply, shouldn't they? What do you think? I mean, this is sick. All right. The Los Angeles, right? Now, you know that what's his name? Governor, I'd love to call him Governor Moonbeam, but Governor Newsom there in California, he is criticizing, and so are other Democrats, the president, for not wanting to give money to aid in the homeless scenario that we have here in Los Angeles and other major cities, when we've brought it on ourselves. That's beside the point. However, L.A. did pay $1.3 billion, B with a B, in taxpayer money to help illegal aliens via welfare, to find homes, to make sure they ate, to make sure they had legal counsel. So we were willing to pour that money into illegal aliens, Mr. de Blasio, but we can't help our own. We can't help our vets. We can't help our own people. And that's
it's bewildering, isn't it, really, when you think about it? Because whose money is that they're using? They're using American people's money. They're using the taxpayers' money to do that.
You're exactly right. But they won't respond. They totally ignore you when you bring that point up. I mean, look at them in the press meet. Well, the press doesn't bring it up, but the few people who will bring it up, they don't even respond. Hey, we got to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a second. Don't go far. I got Xander tied down. I won't take it. You're listening to Real Time.
Xander Gibbons with us.
I promise. Shut up. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They did for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back. Because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
In 6 miles to Chicago, we got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes, it's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
We are back. The Real Side on GCN Live, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, let's just get back at it because I want to hear what he has to say as much as you do. We're back at it. Xander Gibb is with us, and I always love this part of the week because I tell you what, we talk about some of the craziest stories that are going on. You're not hearing them anywhere else because the only thing they can say in other channels is impeachment. It's the only word they seem to be able to say. Not sure they know how to spell it. Hey, Xander, how you doing?
I am doing good. Isn't that Maxine Waters' favorite flavor of ice cream? Impeachment.
Yeah, that's right. Impeach 45. Those were the first words that she learned after he got elected, within hours after he got elected, apparently. So,
why is that woman still in office?
They love her. In her community, she has an 80% approval rating. Now, here's the fun thing about this. She shows up at nothing. She doesn't live in a district. She shows up at nothing.
She didn't know where it was. Was it Aleppo or something? the woman is so dumb. You know, she got hit by a parked car. Seriously.
Boom. Yes, he'll be here all week. But you get what I'm saying? I mean, it's...
I do.
Yeah, she doesn't show up at anything. She's got an 80% approval rating. She has... But in all the years she's been there, she's only presented 4 bills in all the years she's been there. And one of the bills was to rename a post office. Okay? Think about that. And that took a lot of work.
Well, didn't she change the banking rules to benefit her husband? I mean, her husband has a bank, doesn't he?
Yeah.
And it's for majority of people that use the bank are African Americans.
There you go.
You can't say black people.
Yeah.
So you know, she's only feathering her own nest, isn't she? It's not like she's making a wealth of difference. This is where term limits have to start coming in.
I know,
in.
I agree with you.
You know, and one of the things I would love to see instituted in the United States, you know, when people are running for office and they say, I'm going to do this, I'm going to fix the roads, I'm going to do stuff for infrastructure, I'm going to do stuff for the schools. After the first 2 years in office, there should be a check to see what they've done. And if after the 4 years in office they've not done the things they said that they would do, they should not be eligible to apply to be reelected because they're sucking away the public funds and they're being paid for doing nothing.
Yep. Same page. We are on the same page. It's just, it is so sad. Again, that you can't call these people out. They get crazy with you. You can't call her out. She's an African-American woman.
Who cares?
You say anything about her, and it's because you hate black people, and you hate women, too. And now that you hate women, black women, you're really going to be put in a box and shoved away somewhere. It's irritating as heck. That's all I got to say. It's irritating as heck that we allow them. We have allowed them to do this. Look, President Trump or the RNC is running ads on this Joe Biden issue. Okay? They're being very factual. They're running ads. CNN won't run their ads. Even though it's fact. Nothing in the ad can be considered a lie or stretched truth. All right? Joe Biden without any, or what's his son's name? Hunter Biden, without any previous experience is getting paid $50,000 a month to work for an energy company that got $1.2 billion from the U.S. here on Joe's signature. But there's nothing shady about that. That's okay.
Yeah. What about not even having the appearance of impropriety? I mean, isn't that shady on the face of it? But did you hear the other day at Kamala? What's her name? Kamala.
I'm not going to say it. I'm going to get in so much trouble for what's going through my head. Harris. Yeah, that's her name.
Kamala. Harris. Yeah, on your knees, Harris. She was at she did a rally the other day and she said, can you see me as your future president? And the crowd were like, no! And I would have given anything to have been there.
Oh.
I've seen that. Cause their list is dwindling down. I mean, Biden's out, let's face it. That idiot de Blasio is gone.
Right. Booker's gone.
Bernie, you know.
Yeah.
So there's just Camilla, the gay guy, and whoever else, you know?
Yeah.
Two or three left.
Well, what is his, Buttigieg judge, whatever his name is?
Buttigieg!
you know what some people call him, right?
No, I don't, but I'm sure you're gonna tell me.
Butter cheeks. But that's beside the point.
That's very butterphobic, Joe.
Yes, I got that. I prefer margarine, but. So he's not making a splash anywhere either. I mean, let's be serious about it.
No.
Yeah, all he's doing is now he's poking at Christians, and not just because of a belief about the gay and lesbian lifestyle, but more so about everything. You know, he is trying to turn that whole belief system on its head. And his brother-in-law, I don't know if you heard, his brother-in-law came out and said, hey, let me tell you what the guy's really about. So I thought that was pretty cool that family members willing to speak up and say, look, he's not the guy you think he is.
No.
You know.
But what about this ideology that he thinks people should vote for him, gay people should vote for him just because he's gay?
You know what?
I don't get that ideology.
It's offensive. I don't tell people, you know, my grandfather, who I just recently
found
out.
Your grandfather was gay?
Well, yeah, I guess so. I don't know. But I just found out about my grandfather was that he would look for the Italian on the list first. And if the Italian was a Republican, he'd blow past it. Okay? You had to be an Italian Democrat. That's who he voted for, period.
So your grandfather would have voted for Butter Cheeks.
Is he Italian?
I think Butter Cheeks is pretty Italian. Or maybe he's like Beto O'Rourke. Yeah, you know, he's one of these.
There you go.
He identifies as Italian, Joe, and that's all that matters. How dare you?
Have you seen O'Rourke? He has got some mental issues. He is running around, filming himself getting a flu shot, filming himself running. Stepping on his own words when he's talking about white supremacy and white privilege and white this and white. I mean, he really, when you start lining up everything he says, it flies in the face of his own words.
He isn't the AR-15 salesperson of the month for November 2019. I mean, as a comedian, I get so much fun. I love these Democrat candidates because they give me so much to joke about. What was it Elizabeth Warren was saying the other day? They want to charge you for your civil rights now or something? I mean, this woman is like, it's fodder for comedians, but also, I mean, Donald Trump is one hand that has that, but don't treat that as a statement for you not to go and vote. It's still important to go and vote. But let's face it, the quality of the candidates on the left are just so bad. And I guarantee you, Hillary's going to sweep in and say, I'm the one that's going to be able to pull this off. Or you couldn't do it last time. You couldn't do it against Obama. What do you think it is? Third time lucky, Hillary?
Well, she's going to say that I won't let them steal it from me this time. That's what she's going to say. Because, you know, none of this is her fault. You realize, you do know that, right? I just want to make sure you get that square.
Who stole it from her?
Trump did. Trump stole it from her. Seriously. She still won't admit. She said that she wasn't personable enough. But other than that, there's no reason she should have lost.
Oh, wait, you know what it is? It's because the Electoral College is only any good when it benefits the liberals. Right. That's what it is.
Well, any of those processes, they're only good when they're good for them. You know, so I don't know. We ended the last segment on L.A. paying over $1.3 billion of taxpayer money to illegals and, you know, the hell with our veterans kind of thing. So there was one of AOC's followers, I don't know if you heard about this the other day, she actually, at a town hall meeting, she said, we have to, I can play the clip, but I don't want to waste the time.
Oh,
did you hear about this?
We have to start eating.
We have to start eating babies due to the climate situation. Right?
What is she smoking?
She said, we're not going to be here much longer because of climate crisis. We only have a few months left. She says, I love that you support the new Green Deal. This is her talking to AOC. But it's not going to solve the problem fast enough. And a Swedish professor said that we can eat dead people and dead babies in particular.
Soy okay? and green.
But when when AOC responded to her, this is the scary part as far as I'm concerned. Okay, when AOC responded to her, she didn't say, that's ridiculous. What are you talking about? What are you saying? No. What she returned with was that we didn't, let me see what she say here. Cause you know, I don't want to be accused of misquoting her. Oh,
no.
We have more than a few months left. And then she moved on.
Now we shouldn't be eating babies, but right. We do have, you know, I thought you were going to say, she said, well, we already do in the Bronx.
I mean, think about that. She refused to even address that and say, look, that's I'm for a lot of things that just is too far out.
Yeah. I mean, isn't it bad that they're killing our babies? Now they want to eat them.
Sick. And the fact that, again, the fact that nobody shut her down or even pushed back on her is scary.
You would think that the leadership on the left, even, you know, idiots like Pelosi and whatever his name, Chucky Schumer, would say, hey, just, you know, the worst thing you can do, Alexandria, is open your mouth, keep it shut. Because she's the biggest advert for not voting for the Democrats I've ever seen in my life. I mean, make her bartend again.
I don't know if they have bartender for her. Anyway, you can get more from him later on. I'm Joe Messina, your host. September had the best unemployment rate. You just can't believe it. All right, and we're going to hear that in the next segment or the next hour, if should you be around. Trump is senior host. You're listening to The Real Side.